Number 9, the cause-effect paradox. There's an interesting paradox about the quality of a couple's sexual experience. It both reflects and contributes to their overall relationship. The sexual aspect of marriage is most affected by all other facets of the relationship. If things aren't going well in other areas of a couple's interaction, their sexual relationship tends to suffer. If partners don't share activities together, aren't kind to one another, or don't resolve problems well, they are unlikely to experience much satisfaction in bed. On the other hand, a good sexual relationship can greatly increase a spouse's positive feelings toward his or her mate and improve the couple's motivation to work on other areas of their marriage. Savvy couples recognize the cause and effect nature of sex and use it to their mutual advantage as they seek to improve the quality of their marriage.
One of the most common problems I encounter in counseling couples is that one partner in a marriage makes the mistake of expecting that everything else in the relationship needs to be wonderful as a prerequisite for having sex. The approach of using sex primarily as a conditional activity, either to punish or reward a mate's behavior, doesn't usually work over the long run. From a practical perspective, effective counselors usually find it more useful to help couples' sexual relationship go well as a way to increase the probability of making other, more difficult changes necessary to achieve a mutually satisfying marriage relationship.